You are entering into a world of thrills and suspense, a world that will twist your brain into a pretzel and leave you questioning exactly what you heard. Get ready to delve deep into the recesses of your brain, where time, space, logic, intelligence, cognition, and comprehension dare not to tread. Be prepared to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, Lawrence of Venus.
My name is Lawrence. Reginald Lawrence. Reginald Thornbottom Lawrence the Fourth, to be precise. I have been given orders to report to the British Embassy for matters of our war with Mars. The British Space, Agriculture, and Sanitation Department has ordered me to see them to talk about... Well, I'm about to find out. Good evening, General.
Well, Major Lawrence, welcome to the Agricultural Space Sanitation Department. Sit down.
I'm glad I could be here. Thank you.
What do you know about the planet Venus?
Well, I know that it's round, has gas.
Well, good. Then you know about as much as we do about the planet. Except for one thing. Apparently, the people on Venus have been waiting years to be in revolt against their overlords of the Martians. The very Martians we're at war with. And His Majesty, wanting to keep space as British as possible, is sending a small envoy of the Royal Space Navy to Venus, with hopes that we could get in contact with the leader and possibly encourage a revolt against the Martians. You, Major Lawrence, are the guy who's going to do it.
Me, sir? But I only just signed up to the British Royal Navy yesterday.
Yes, and that's why you're going to do it. Because the rest of them already found out what a horrible job they've got. And, you know, we figure if we give you one worse than the rest of them, and you wouldn't know any better. And you know how these things are.
God, I've never even been in space before. I've never been in the ocean. I've never left this village.
I was about to say space is like being in the ocean, but it's easy you haven't been there. It's like, you ever been in a bathtub?
This is the first time my mother's let me out of the house!
Oh. Well, it's sort of like being with your mother. Except for you float around and you vomit a lot. Anyways, off you go then.
Alright.
Report back in a day or two. Let us know how things go, right?
Alright. So, I hopped on a spacecraft thingy on my way to Venus. Captain, how far are we from this planet?
About 50 kilometers.
How far of that in feet? I don't know your metric system.
I think that's about 400 feet. The conversion rate here is all wacky. I don't know. Space, you know?
Hey, Captain. Hey, Captain. I think that big blue thing up ahead is getting a bit bigger. Should we turn around or move away out of it or what?
No, I still can't see the white of their eyes. Go closer.
The white of whose eyes?
My eyes. I've been drinking quite a lot, and it's pretty red right now, but don't worry about it, because I know what I'm doing. I'll just press this button here, and we'll land. Oh, my God, we're going in!
Oh, God!
Oh, sorry, that was my stomach.
Okay, well, we're about to crash right now.
British Navy sure knows how to fly a spacecraft.
This fellow over there, who's slightly charred, only survivor of the whole flight.
My first Venetian!
We're so Venusians, friend. What brings you here to our little planet?
Lord, you Venusians are so cute.
It's Venusian.
You're so primitive.
Ich bin ein Venusian.
Your blinds are wonderful, by the way. I came here on behalf of the British Navy. I'm sure you've heard of them. The Space Navy, of course.
Oh yes, the Space Limeys. Yes, we've heard of them.
Correct. Well, I'm here to help you take over your subjugators, Mars.
Oh, the Martians. Oh, well then, I think you'd be probably wanting to talk to the leader of our planet, Prince Faisal.
Prince Faisal? Where can I find him?
Come with me and we'll go on a long journey and find him. Wink, wink. And, I'll learn some things about you before I reveal that I am, in fact, Prince John F. Faisal.
Oh, cheerio, mate. Let's go, then. Boy, this John F. Faisal sure seems to be difficult to find.
I am.
Right.
Hop onto your monkey, and we will ride to the camp.
Oh, you guys ride the most interesting of creatures. All right.
Well, there's not too many other creatures on this planet that will let us ride them.
Yes, well, according to my readings on the space planet of Venus, I didn't even realize you could breathe on this planet until I landed here.
Well, if you smell the air, you can see that really you can't. It's the smell of a thousand farts.
God, I was wondering what smelled like mother's feet.
Well, as you know, the tourist literature says that explicitly, come to Venus for the smell of a thousand farts.
You know, I've always read those brochures when I was in Britain, and I've always wondered why no one visited. Now I do know why. All right. So where is this John Faisal? We've been riding for hours now.
Well, he's at the camp up ahead. You can see right there. There's a picture of him right there on the billboard there.
Oh, let me read it here.
Handsome-looking fellow, isn't he?
Oh, my God, he certainly is. See here.
Thank you.
John F. Faisal.
That's right.
Prince of Venus, President of the United Federation of Venusians.
Student Council.
Student President, 1964, and...
To 1967.
Oh, that's what that says. Thank you. And,
yes, no problem.
Mean cake maker extraordinaire. Well...
Oh, I'll tell you, I can make a mean cake.
You can make a mean cake?
Yes.
Wait a minute, that face is uncanny.
Yeah, it is, isn't it not?
Where did you come from, John F. Faisal? We've been looking all over for you.
I've been riding with you the whole time,
oh
you
my
idiot.
God.
And
we've searched
now
this
that I
whole
know
bloody planet hours looking for you. I'm so glad we finally found you. Isn't that right, Guide? Guide?
Yes.
Guide?
I am the same fellow. I was testing to see how quick you are to pick up things, and as I can see, you're much smarter than my average soldier. So I doff my hat to you. If I had one.
Thank you. We must have lost
it. What a hat was.
He must have died in the dunes we were crossing 2 hours ago.
Yes, died in the dunes.
Oh. That's sad. Anyways, I've come with urgent news, John F. Faisal. You are going to attack the Martians.
I am?
Yes.
I've never been told that I was going to be attacking anyone.
Now you've
been told. My Martian overlords have been telling me all this time that I'm supposed to be paying them taxes, being subjugated to their every whim, and build a giant laser cannon to destroy the Earth.
Oh. Well, let me tell you something that the British Space Navy told me. They said, gather your sticks, gather your rocks, we are attacking the hell out of that stupid red planet.
Well, that is a very heavy argument you're bringing to me. It requires quite a bit of contemplation and forethought and excitement.
Yes, why don't you bring it up with your war advisor, and I'll get back
to
you.
Well, that is what I intend to do. If I had a war advisor, as we have never been at war, but I do have the head of the garbage committee, and that would be Lord Stinkbottom over here. And Lord Stinkbottom, come here.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you.
Yeah, Lord Stinkbottom, Fine fellow here wants us to...
Lawrence.
Orince wants us to...
Reginald Lawrence.
Reggie Orince wants us to... You got anything else you want me to call you before I continue the statement?
The fourth.
Okay. The fourth, Reggie Orince wants us to go out and overthrow our Martian overlords.
Yes. What do you say to that?
Well, I guess, you know, they do have quite a bit of trash over there, and I do need a new route, so, why not? Let's do it.
It's some fine thinking there. We could expand our garbage-collecting empire into the Martian areas.
I mean, you know how much money we could make off of that? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a crazy amount of money that we're talking about. That's not a bad idea. But the problem is we're a primitive, backwards, and stupid people. And we don't know...
so long! Never mind. I was just thinking of a quote the other day.
All right, then. I didn't want to interrupt your quote. It sounded very clever and smart.
Would you like me to say it?
Why not? I've got time. We're not doing anything special right now.
So long as you shower with clothing on, the longer you will remain dry.
You know...
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, that is why it's the Venusian motto.
I thought you would like that.
I shower with my clothes on
every studied day. Your people.
What's a shower, by the way?
I don't know. I read it in the book about your people. I have no idea.
Well, they're, you know, we wash in dirt. We live in dirt. We eat dirt. We come from dirt. We die in dirt. We're a dirt-loving people.
You're a dirt-loving people that is about to add another planet to your kingdom.
Okay. And how do we go about doing this miracle thing that you propose?
First, you must show me your army.
You're looking at him over there.
Him?
Yeah, the sanitation guy also doubles as our army. I guess I could be part of the army, too.
This won't do.
And we've got two little kids over there who are looking at you like you're some kind of god.
Oh.
Orince! Orince!
What is it, Mr.
Boy? I help you, Orince. You give me money, and I give you cigarettes.
Oh, I've never smoked before, but that sounds like a great deal to me. Here, 45 pounds.
£35 of what?
My mom gives me a big allowance.
What? 35 pounds of what, though?
Pounds. British pounds. It will be worth a lot once the British have more influence here.
What's the debt rate exchange for that?
You know, we use the metric system on Venus, so can you convert that?
I've got a calculator. I've been having the same problem.
Yes, okay, grams of debt. We need to have grams of debt.
So, 35 pounds is 45 grams. I'll give you 45 grams for your cigarettes.
45 grams of dirt for cigarettes? Whew, you're
sure,
like a hard bargain, but okay. Here, try the cigarette. Tell me what you think, Lawrence. Very good, huh? It's made of dirt. The paper's dirt. The tobacco's dirt. The cigarette is dirt.
I just feel like I just ate a whole mouthful of flour.
Flour made of dirt here, too. So I work for you, Lawrence?
How do you people live? God, I'm here to help a bunch of savages.
We do not need to be insulted. We're just your average everyday dirt farmers who are trying to make a living out here in this wonderful bowl of dirt and sulfuric rain, which I would advise that you put a helmet on because it looks like we're going to have a bit of a rainstorm right now.
Helmet? I don't need a helmet. It's just rain. How horrible.
Here it comes.
The rain is burning away my skin! God, give me that helmet! Give me that helmet!
There you go. It's made of dirt as well. Should only last about a couple of seconds, but you know.
Give me another one! It's already gone! My hair is falling out of my head! God, how do you people live on this planet?
Mostly in caves, but you know, that's the way we live.
Let's get inside one!
Oh, good idea.
I don't know if I approve of this new guy. He's kind of weird.
God,
he's definitely
man.
Different from us. We have some sort of weird cultural difference from this fellow that I don't know if we can overcome this gulf.
Do you think I'm just anybody, garbage man? No.
He looks like anybody to me.
Yeah, I agree with the kid wholeheartedly.
I'm Reginald Lawrence, and I'm going to make this damn planet conquer Mars if it's the last thing I do. Now get inside that cave, and we are going to build ourselves an army.
Okay. Normally we don't usually go into the caves during the rains, but since you insist, well, here we go.
So are we going to build this army with dirt?
I want to know is, how the heck are we going to survive in the cave when the giant cave spiders are going to eat us?
Oh my god.
Yeah, we don't go into these caves normally because of the cave spiders. They're going to eat your soul.
Well, I'm willing to risk it. I have no more health.
Well, here comes one right now. I suggest you try to kill the thing.
God,
we'll be over here watching.
What kind of weapons do you guys have?
We throw dirt at them.
Yep, mostly dirt.
Okay.
And some sticks. I have a stick here, Orange.
Then you boy, go attack
25 gram dirt.
Okay, let me pick some off the ground. Here's like 3 pounds of dirt. Go kill the spider.
No, that's not good dirt. That's bad dirt. I don't cave dirt. Cave dirt is not useless.
God, I'm ready.
Go outside and give me some dirt.
God, eating away at my skin. Okay, here's like 20 pounds of dirt. Go kill the spider, you stupid kid.
Oh, I'm not going to kill the spider, but here's a stick.
Hey, Rem, you better hurry. I think it's about to bud and sprout new spider babies.
I'll do it right now.
If you don't kill it before it does that, we're all... We're going to die.
I'm going to kill these stupid spiders! You people won't even help me try to attack these things, will you?
Hey, there's one on your back there. But...
Oh, God, it feels so creepy and jiggly and... Whoa, wormy! Get it off!
Oh, stab it harder! It's going to bud if you don't stab it harder.
Okay. Hey, don't. Yeah, if you look it in the eye, it will seduce you. That is true.
Okay. I'm running out of this cave now. I can't handle these spiders. I'm not looking them in the eye. I don't care anymore.
Well, you've proven yourself to be a true Venusian. And as such, I think we can do this revolution thing that you're postulating about beginning to do.
Thank you.
And as the official garbage lord of this planet, I approve of your methods.
And I approve of this message.
Thank God. I have no hair.
I join you, Orange.
And no skin. And one stupid kid helping me out.
25 pounds of dirt.
Put me on credit.
No
now.
Credit. You pay now, or I don't help.
We need to find a real army, because I have a plan that will knock the Martians off their feet.
Well, Rem, there is the other prince of the planet, Prince Fathead, as I call him.
Prince Weissel and Prince Fathead?
Well, his name's not really Prince Fathead, I just call him that.
All right! Yep, lead me to your worthless prince and this worthless planet on this worthless civilization. Come on now, everybody, let's go conquer Mars. Yep, let's go.
All right, everyone, let's go find Prince Dick.
So, you've come to me looking for an army, have you?
I have, and I sure as hell hope you'll be more help than Prince John Faisal was.
Well, I'll tell you this much. That guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Now, I can tell you, if you want to do a war, you got to do it big. I mean, really big. Bombers, tanks, napalm, nuclear weapons, the whole works.
You can supply that.
No, we only have dirt here. However, I do have enough people here that could go with you and fight the enemy, so long as I get a little bit of something-something out of it.
Something-so- What do you need?
I want you to make me king of the planet.
Of which planet?
This planet.
Of this planet? Yeah, that's fine. If you want to be Prince of Junkland, you can be Prince of Junkland. I don't care. Or king, or whatever you want to be.
Hey, don't disrespect Junkland like that. You teenagers are all alike. Yeah, I've got no respect for anything.
Right.
Anyways, I can give you 1,000 men.
1,000 men. Let me...
So what's your big plan?
Oh, it's great. And I've decided dirt is all we'll need. Dirt and maybe rocks or something.
Oh, we've got plenty of those.
Right. I will discuss this with your general, too.
We don't have a general.
Then who's that guy with all of the fruit salad or whatever on that chest over there?
Oh, that's my mother.
Oh.
And she doesn't do any of the war stuff. But, you know what? We could borrow that sanitation guy that Prince Faisal's got. He's a good guy when it comes to, planning and stuff.
Right.
He actually helped build the road between our two kingdoms. Completely out of aluminum cans. Amazing.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, he's a good guy, he is.
I can build another road to Mars if you want. I just need some more tab.
No! Not a rose to... a rose? Not a road. Not even a road or a rose to Mars. You are going to build a road?
Then how are you planning on doing this? How are you planning on getting us to Mars? We can't even, get anywhere without monkeys. How are we supposed to get to another planet?
He's got a point there. I mean, I can only get so far on a monkey, but the monkey's not going to take me to Mars.
We're going to attack Mars.
Attack Mars? That's crazy.
Yes. I've been saying this the whole damn time. Do you Venetians listen?
No, not really. We don't have ears, you know. I don't know.
What did he say?
I'm just trying to read his lips.
He has his back turned to me. I can't tell what he's saying.
Everybody in this room, except for your mother, get in front of me and read my lips, because I'm going to tell each and every one of you how we will attack Mars.
Are we attacking Mars? That's fantastic. Okay, how do we do that?
Wait. Hold on. Did we say we were attacking Mars, or we were taking
Mars? Yeah, we're attacking Mars. I think we're attacking Mars.
We're doing both. We're attacking it, and as we attack it, we will take it.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm not really good at doing, more than one thing at a time. Like, I can maybe attack it, but someone else is going to have to take it while I'm attacking. Because I can't, I really
well,
can't.
I think I can take it. I can take that.
Shut up! Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hop on all of the Venetian spaceships and attack Mars via Mercury.
Wait, spaceship?
Well, there's two problems with that plan. One, Mercury is the sun's bitch, and it's a very hot place and very difficult to get around. And no one will expect an attack from Mercury. That's just insane.
That's why we do it.
Oh.
That's why I planned it.
Well, that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. I'm all for it. Let's do that.
But, we don't have spaceships. We've got dirt, and we've got flying monkeys.
What kind of simpletons did these British military give me? Flying monkeys, can they breathe in space?
No. But we do have fish bowls we could put over their heads.
We'll do that. And we are going to surprise the hell out of the Martians. They will never expect an attack through Mercury.
Oh, he's got a point there. No one's going to expect an attack with flying monkeys from Mercury.
I could build them some wings if you need me to. All I need is someone to help me drink all this new Coke.
Okay, that's... Or I don't understand it, but I'll...
They dumped that stuff here years ago. We couldn't get enough rid of this crap.
Oh.
Can't drink it.
Apparently you can use it to make monkeys fly, apparently. Right. Well, we'll all drink it and cut through Mercury.
Orange!
What is it, stupid child?
There's a phone call from you from your wrecked spaceship. Someone wants to talk to you.
Yes, I'm surprised you know what a phone is. All right, hello.
Major Lawrence, how are we all doing down there?
Oh, just great. These Venusians are... Oh, they're the most advanced species I've ever seen. We'll have Mars by tomorrow. I'll be having tea with you tomorrow.
His Majesty wants to... Sorry, what was
that? I'm saying I'll be having tea with you tomorrow. It's going to be so simple.
Excellent. His Majesty himself wants to be there at the attack. Which direction do you think you'll be attacking from?
We're going to attack via Mercury.
The sun's bitch.
Yes, I figured they wouldn't expect us coming that way.
Yeah, of course they wouldn't expect you coming that way. It's the stupidest plan I've ever heard. However, seeing as you're expendable and it's a bunch of Venusians, good luck to you, and we'll be seeing you tea time tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. All right. I cannot fiddle, but I can turn Venusians into a damn fine army.
All right, Rem, after about a couple hours training, we're ready to head out.
A couple hours? That's a couple more than I thought you were going to give them, so that's fine by me. All right, General, alarm the troops. Let's start getting on our monkeys and fly towards Mercury.
All right, well, I'm going to fuel them up with some RC Cola, so give me a second.
Join the Navy, they said. See the galaxy, they said. I'm here on Venus, talking to a bunch of imbeciles.
Oh, you're no smarter yourself there, pal. I mean, if you were so bright, what the hell are you doing here? Ha 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 ha.
I don't like you.
They never did. But you won't have me to kick around much longer, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, why don't you shut up and let us ride to Mercury?
All right. Everyone to Mercury.
Orange, it's so hot here. I'm sweating so much.
Yes. We must all start taking off our clothes. It's the only way to survive this 200,000 degrees Kelvin I'm picking up on my radar.
Oh, my third and fourth armpits are sweating like waterfalls, man.
Hey, Rem, my monkey just caught on fire.
Hop on the back of the car.
Oh, you know, I'm used to sweating, so it's not so bad around here. But I'll tell you this much. I'm getting the sunstroke. I actually think I could do some good for people for a change.
God, I need water. Why didn't I think to bring water on this trip?
I brought some water, Orange.
Oh, you brought water, stupid child.
Yes. 50,000 ton dirt. For one drop.
Oh, God, I've got half a mind to rip the wings off of your simian right now.
That's a half a mind more than I thought you had.
I hate you people. I really hate you people.
Harik.
Oh, look. Oh, it worked. We've circled Mercury. I can see the red planet from here.
Hold on a second. We left Prince Dick back there.
What? No. He's going to be the next king of Venusia.
Hey, Rem, you got two choices. We go on ahead, or you go back and risk certain death to save his life.
Oh.
But he's dead, so it's written.
Nothing is written.
No, right here, look. Here, right in the script. Prince Dick falls off camel, dies.
You're reading your hand.
Yeah, well, we don't have paper. We got dirt.
Wait. Which page do I get the girl?
Oh, that's not on this script, yes. Don't worry about it.
What are you talking about? I specifically stated in my contract that I had to get the girl sometime in the movie here.
Right. Well, look. I'm not going back there because it's hot as hell. Garbage man, go save your king.
Yes, sir. Right away. Onward, my steed.
I suggest the rest of us don't go back to certain death, and let's head off to Mars.
Right. Finally, we're at Mars. Whoa, wait, look. Is that what I think it is on that planet?
Hey, Ram, if that you mean a giant port with guns facing out to space and not towards us, hey, Ram, yes.
Oh, thank God.
They're completely taken by surprise because no one would be stupid enough to travel via Mercury to get to Mars.
Right. Whew. But they have highly concentrated laser guns and nuclear weapons.
Well, they are sophisticated, yeah, that's for sure.
And it's a good thing they can't see us.
Yes, right. I think I could charge them all on my own with a stick.
Everyone, gather your dirt.
They've got their dirt and they're ready to go.
Your sticks?
We have some rocks, too.
All right. Attack! No prisoners! No prisoners! No prisoners! Oh, God, the laser cannons are turning. Well, that is that. My work here is done. I guess I'll return to the British Embassy and tell them I'm retiring.
Well, Major Lawrence, looks like you've gone a bit native over there, have you? What's this on your head, a third eye?
Yes, I tried to fit in. They wouldn't listen to me any other way. They wouldn't listen to me with it either.
Doesn't matter now. The entire race has been wiped out. Venus is now a colony of Earth, because it's completely empty. We now have the largest supply of dirt and RC Cola and New Coke in the entire galaxy. Hopefully that should end the war effort and help us all out. Good work, Lawrence. You can go home now. You've been promoted to captain. From Major.
Oh. Great. Thank you. I'm going to go home and sleep for years. And ride on a motorcycle and get into an accident and die.
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and Freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale of Mysteries of the Mind. The King Penguin Production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting mystery mind adventures.